You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 173, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, to be heard, as well as to become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And my name's Anne-Marie Cross, the Podcasting Queen. And my guest today says, if you can get your mind thinking right, you will no longer have to live by sight. Right thinking brings right believing. Then naturally by faith, you will be receiving. I love that. Now joining me on today's show is Sally Ann Gray. Sally Ann is a follower of Christ who shares the gospel of Jesus to the lost and the hopeless. She illustrates God's love by sharing the power of her testimony, which involves being given away by her mother on the side of a street in Kingston, Jamaica, to a stranger. Now, Sally Ann is now an international speaker. She is a youth mentor, a Christian life coach, as well as an author. And she's located in Kingston, Jamaica. So our first Jamaican guest. So love that. Now, on today's show, Sally Ann is going to share, never be self-reliant. Instead, be spirit-reliant. She's also going to talk about the importance of exhibiting the fruits of the Spirit, as well as to be vigilant about your circle of influence. All very important things to consider as Christian entrepreneurs growing a kingdom business. So welcome to Sally Ann. Welcome all the way from Jamaica. How are you?
I am wonderful, and thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have guests from different locations or located all around the world with different seasons. Before we pressed record or went live, you are in hot Jamaica and you've got a fan there and it's warm. Yes. And here in Australia, I've got the heater on.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's really hot here. Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, let's just share a little bit, if you will. I'm giving all of my guests an opportunity just to share an overview of how they got into the business or the area that they're really passionate about and obviously growing a kingdom business around. Was it something that you felt encouraged and called to do through various experiences? How did that pan out for you?
Okay, well, what I'm currently doing now as an entrepreneur is speaking and Christian life coaching. And I am just into the phase of developing the skills to become a very powerful and impactful life coach. Mm-hmm. So I'm about to transition into that area of the business. But as a speaker and an author, the way how I got started with the speaking was just simply out of a conversation with my husband and friends. We were talking about purpose while away on a trip, and just that all of us had felt that there was just something deeper to life, that there was just more that God had called us to do, and that our lives had to supersede the I, me kind of a thing. But of course, as believers in Christ, we're here to be of service to the world. And if you're not serving others, and if you're not helping to empower others in using the gifts that God has given you, it almost really defeats the point of our existence, because we're supposed to be building the kingdom. And coming out of that conversation, you know, I was asking the opinions of a lot of my friends, my circle of influence that I talk about, which includes my husband. And, you know, I was born to talk. I was born to encourage. I was born to interact with people. And it was also prophesied over me several times, actually, that I was to be evangelizing and sharing God's word to provide hope to the lost.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And started the speaking aspect of my business, which is dubbed Sally Ann Speaks.
I think it's wonderful when we have a a circle of influence, if you will, that really can recognize the gifts and the strengths that you've been blessed with and provides the support and encouragement to really give you the impetus, if you will, to follow that idea, that seed that has been planted, and then continue, as you said, to be able to share that with others, really from a place of serving. And as we know, Jesus did that continuously as well. Let's talk about never be self-reliant, be spirit-reliant. I love that. As entrepreneurs who are very driven and often have a goal in mind and it's go, 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 it's hard to be self-reliant and really spirit-reliant, yes?
Yes, it's very hard. There are many times as a believer when we will have a plan in our heart, a vision that we believe that the Lord has given us. And when you pray about something and you fast about something and you believe that this is the direction that God is leading you in, and then you start to move towards that direction, and then there are a few roadblocks. Sometimes maybe not even a roadblock. You recognize while you're actively pursuing that particular goal that, you know, hold on, maybe this is not the direction that God wants me to go in. And I always do a self-check of the motive. So I always stop and I'm like, okay, so what's the motive here? Is the true motive to empower others and to inspire them, or is the motive to advance yourself? And anytime I get the answer, okay, it was always about advancing myself, then I peel back and I go back to the drawing board. And one thing that I've really prayed about consistently is, Lord, allow me to remain humble and allow me to remain focused. One of my favorite visions, one of my favorite scriptures is write the vision and make it plain, which is found in Habakkuk. It talks about writing the vision and making it plain. And I think it's very important that even though we're driven as an entrepreneur, and even though we have goals that we want to accomplish, that we're always writing the vision, making it plain, submitting the plans to God, and then being open to his redirection at all times.
Yeah. So true. And I think, you know, sometimes as entrepreneurs, what we can tend to do is forget to bring that over into prayer, to seek guidance through his word and through spending a quiet time with him and really listening out, where is God leading me? The messages are always there. It's just, are we willing to take note of those? And as you say, to really follow in what he is, requiring of us. Now, let's talk about exhibiting the fruits of the Spirit. I love this. And I think just to recap, the fruits of the Spirit are joy, peace, patience, kindness,
love,
goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, love. Yes, that is... Yeah. You know, as entrepreneurs, with some of the challenges, the patience is one. I have to put up my hand with that one. Sometimes it's now it's good. Let's speak about that. Let's talk about what are some of the things that you have done that have really allowed the Holy Spirit to continue to really develop, if you will, the fruits of the Spirit in your life, in both your personal life and obviously in your business.
Okay, of course. Prayer is essential as a Christian entrepreneur. You have to be in this constant prayer. And what I recognize sometimes is that people in the world think that the Holy Spirit is this, it's something crazy where if the person isn't breaking out into tongues and falling out all over the place, then, you know, that's the only representation of the Holy Spirit, which right teaching will correct that. He's a comforter, he's a guide, he's very gentle, and he gently nudges us to go in this direction or in that direction. But what I have always encouraged others to do that I do for myself is not pray for the fruit, but to pray to be filled. Because once you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then the fruit must show. Mm-hmm. It's like if you plant an apple seed, and then the tree grows, the only thing you can get from an apple seed is an apple. Yes. You won't get pears from an apple. And so I'm constantly praying to be filled so that I can exhibit the fruits. And I think it's very important that as Christians that we show love to everyone, because we're called to be light in the dark. And so there must be something that's different about us. So if the average entrepreneur is not seeking to show love and show kindness in each and every act, then that's something that as Christians we have to be mindful of, because that in and of itself, beyond the business, is how we will draw others onto Christ. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to be like, there's just something a little bit different about this lady. Yeah. There's just something a little bit different about this gentleman. I want to know who he's worshiping and who he's praising, because there's definitely something. So I'm always just reminded of that. Okay, Sally, how are you showing something different from what the world is showing? And if we look like the world, then we can't be the light.
Yes, so, so true. And I'm often reminded that of my brother saying, and I'm sure this is something many people say, it's like we pray, please, Lord, give me patience and give it to me now. And often it's in our circumstances and situations that God continues to develop, like patience. There may be a lot of waiting where we have to sit and just wait for his timing, and that develops that muscle, if you will, or that fruit from the Holy Spirit. And I think it's so true that, you know, sometimes as Christian entrepreneurs and built, you know, kingdom builders, we so often forget that it is in our actions, our interactions, the conversations we have that make the biggest impact. Because if we're saying one thing yet doing another, that can often really turn someone off from wanting to know more about this Jesus that we so often speak about. So what are some of the things that you do? For instance, I'll give you an idea about what I do in my business. Some of the key values that I have really much align with certainly, you know, integrity, honesty, all those things. And so I then look at, well, how can that show up in my business? What can I do to help that become very much part of my business and my business dealings? So let's talk about what are some of the practical things that you've done that have enabled you to continue to develop your business and interact that really continue to show the love of Jesus.
Show the love of Jesus. Well, Anne-Marie, I'm so happy that you asked that question, because one of my biggest commitments that I've acted on that has consistently yielded positive results in my business is remaining humble, one, and two, always being consistent with who I'm on stage and who I am off the stage. For example, when I go and I give a speech to an audience, and I'm pumping them up, and I'm encouraging them, and I'm encouraging them to continue to walk in their God-given purpose and to focus on their business and what God has called them to do, irrespective of the hard times that will come. And I appear to be very inspirational on a stage, but that one of the persons who are in the audience will run into me in the grocery store. Am I as inspirational off the stage as I am on the stage? Because you don't want to create a disparity in who you are on and then who you are off. People appreciate consistency. They appreciate authenticity. Yes. And I'm very intentional about that. And then one of the things as an encourager and as someone who inspires, I always try to ensure that on social media, when people message me, ask me questions, or drop me a line or two, that my aim is to be responsive. If I don't respond to them the same day, I'm ensuring that I respond by the next day, because people reach out to you because they believe that you have something of value to share. So for me, you know, I don't want it to be a thing where I'm just so inspirational on stage and then I'm not consistent when you meet me or someone messages me off air, you know, so to speak. Can I be consistent? And I believe that that is something that God has placed in my heart, because a lot of times there are people in an audience, you know. So my business is all about speaking. I'm on stage a lot, and a lot of times people are in the audience and they just think that, man, if I could just speak to this person, get some encouragement one-on-one from them, but they are too afraid to come to you maybe at the event. And their way is to just find a way to reach out to you via email. And I've found that the feedback that I've gotten from, you know, remaining humble and ensuring that who I am on stage is the same person that I am off stage is just one of the most practical things. So one thing that I would say and recommend to entrepreneurs, especially Christian entrepreneurs, whatever type of business that you're in, if it's a store, if it's a business place where you're offering a service, that when people come in and they spend their money, yes, you're nice with them at that time, but then when if you see them at the coffee shop, can you remain consistent in the aura of who you are? Because people watch out for stuff like that, and we have to remain authentic if we hope to bring others into the kingdom. If we're into the business of kingdom building, I believe that authenticity across the board, in and outside of our business persona, is very, very important.
Yes, I could not agree with you more. And something that I often say, and this speaks beautifully into what you have just said, is that we need to be aware of who we are, who has Christ or God created us to be. And for some, for such as yourself, you speak, you connect with your audience and inspire them through your message and your words. For others, they may not be that way inclined. And I think that's such a great reminder, is discover who you are and then use those gifts in a way that feels comfortable for you. Because when we do, that means when we're on stage or off stage or speaking one-to-one with someone, we don't have to put on a mask, do we? Because it's just who we are. Speak a little bit, if you will, because this is something I know that many women struggle with, is to identify, who did God make me to be? Because quite often we don't value the incredible things in the way that God has knitted us to be. And we're often comparing ourselves to others. That, look at Sally Ann, she's so comfortable on stage. I wish I was like that. Yet they're unfortunately detracting away from the gifts and the strengths that they've been given. Speak a little bit more into that, if you would.
Okay, so, you know, the great Apostle Paul talks a lot about gifts and gifting and, you know, who has the gift of prophecy, as opposed to who has the gift of encouragement, or the word of wisdom and word of knowledge, and all the different gifts that there are, leadership and teaching. Mm-hmm. And I really think that it's important for us to know our gifts and be confident in our gifting that God has given to us, and not to covet another man's gift. I love to sing, but I sing in my bathroom, and it's okay. I'm not trying to be some big gospel artiste. And I believe that singers are great, but that's not who God called me to be. And I believe that once we know what our gift is and we start acting on it, then it removes that thing within us that will start having us looking at another person operating in the gift that God has given them and wanting to become jealous or even get to that space. And I think the biggest thing that will prevent people from even going there, the comparison and looking at another person, is to be confident, one, in your gift, and two, to act on it. You have to know who you are in Jesus Christ, and just be confident about what he has given you to do on earth. Mm-hmm. And I think many times, especially in the church, we're always looking at somebody else's gifting. You know, well, God didn't give me the gift of prophecy, so it's okay. Leave the prophet to prophesy, and leave the speaker to speak, and leave the leader to lead. And then if God has given you singing, then you sing, and you sing to the best of your ability. And then there will be no room and no time. You'll be so busy developing your own gifting and praying and laying before God so that he can equip you with more. And in John 15, it talks about you are the, you know, and if we abide in him, he'll abide in us. And when we use our gifts, he purges us. Mm. And then he improves on those gifts and he refills. And so the more you focus on what God has given you is the more he will purge you and enhance those gifts. And once you come into that space where God is using you effectively with your gifting, not somebody else's, I believe personally that it will gradually decrease the time that you have to observe what somebody else is doing and get into the space of jealousy and comparison. Because it's not easy to know that God has placed something great inside of you and not become jealous or not become distracted if you're not acting on it. It's very easy for us to get into that place where, because I've seen it happen before, where I've been talking to friends and they'll say, I've seen so-and-so, they've launched their business, they're doing this and that, and I kind of feel some type of a way about it. And then I'm like, well, why do you feel some type of a way about that? And then they'd be like, well, because I know that God has given me to do something, he's called me to do something, and I have not been obedient, I have not spent my time acting on that. And then that's what causes that little thing inside of us when we see somebody else launch out with a business that God gave you. But the thing is, we have to learn to be obedient, because if God has given us something to do and we sit on it for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, well, his work has to be done. And while he will never take a gift back from someone, he's going to move on with the business of advancing his kingdom. And so I just believe that it's important to know your gift, act on the gift, and submit everything to God so that he can continue to enhance you. You won't have time.
Yes, so, so true. So many good insights there. Something else that I love that you're going to talk about today, because I think it's such a great reminder for all of us as kingdom builders and our business, is to be vigilant about your circle of influence. Speak more about this.
Oh, my goodness. I could write a book about this. I think it's very important for us to surround ourselves, one, with wise counsel. Because as you start to walk in your purpose, as you launch out into entrepreneurship, you don't want to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You want to have a team of people around you who are spiritually mature and who are wise and who can really give you some advice from a biblical perspective and not of the world. Because a lot of times entrepreneurs end up, Christian entrepreneurs, end up losing their way because they're taking counsel from unwise persons. And that's the first thing. The second thing is, once you become aware of your gifting and you start acting on it, it's very important to have friends and loved ones who can affirm who God has called you to be in the world. And you don't want anybody who's going to come around you with the negativity and tell you all the reasons why it can't work, won't work, and further delay your destiny. So I think it's extremely important that we focus on, you know, ensuring that we have the right people around us. One of my favorite tele-evangelists, his name is Jensen Franklin. He's awesome. He talks about being in the right place with the right people at the right time.
Yes.
And I just believe that once you start walking in destiny and once you have identified your kingdom business, that you have to be around the right people. You have to be in the right place and it has to be the right time. And I just, that's one of the biggest things that I will say has contributed to my success thus far as a speaker, is that I have the right people around me, and I refuse, absolutely refuse, to allow negative energy into my space.
Yeah.
That is my right, and I'm going to ensure that I keep it tight.
I love that. I love that. I think sometimes when we start to really, we step out in faith, as you said so beautifully, reminding us of the importance of knowing our giftings, taking action, ensuring that we continuously bring it forward for prayer so that we can be directed in God's will and his way to seeing his kingdom come through fruition. Often we can find that it is our circumstances and our experience through life that we end up incorporating into our purpose or our message, if you will. And so I just want to touch a little bit on that, because I think as women, often we can be defined or allow the enemy to define who we are because of circumstances that happened to us. And as I mentioned in the introduction, you were given away by your mother on the side of a street in Kingston, Jamaica, to a stranger. And now you are speaking into the lives of other people who are feeling hope or lost, I should say, and who are feeling hopeless as well. We know that it's only through Christ, when he shows us that our identity is not in what happened to us, not in our circumstances, but rather who he says we are. What would you say to someone that has experienced a very traumatic event, even as a young child, and who can really see that that's holding her back or even him back from fully stepping into those giftings and strengths that we spoke about today and really fulfilling what God has already destined in their lives, yet they keep really remaining stuck in what happened with them? Yeah. Because many people can't they?
Yes. Well, I'll talk briefly about my own struggles first. Of course, being given away by my mother to a stranger had me feeling as a teenager as though I was not loved. I felt extremely rejected, and that even transcended into my adult life. And I couldn't realize, before I got saved, I did not realize why I would react to certain situations. Just something would just tick me off, and I knew that it was coming from that space. Well, after I got saved, I would recognize that it was coming from the space of feeling rejected. And I know that a lot of adults experience that, and it's not easy to deal with. And it's something, if not dealt with, it will even transfer over into your business. When you feel or see that things aren't going as planned, those feelings of rejection, they'll pop back up, and the enemy will start to deceive you very quickly. And I also know not only was I given away, but then I was kicked out of high school. And so, boom, that was another blow to my self-esteem. And I had to work partnering with the Holy Spirit, really reading my word and studying to really just have God to build me so that I could shift my mindset from this lack, this when nobody loves me, into one and an abundant mindset. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and I'm going to believe the Lord's report. I cannot believe any other report. If I say that I am a believer, I have to believe what Jesus Christ has told us, and he has given us everything in the word to equip us to be bold and confident. But guess what? A lot of people know a lot of things, but very, very few people act on what they know. Yes. And so it's no longer sufficient to just know, but we have to act on it. We have to believe it. We have to embody it. And just yesterday, I was doing a coaching session with a young lady. I won't share her name or anything, but I'll share what happened. She was talking to me about the fact that she felt that, you know, she was just so closed off because so many people had told her over the years that she was worth absolutely nothing. And I just asked her one simple question. I said, you know, whose report will you believe? I said, what has God said about us in the Bible? She says, he says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. I said, okay. I said, well, whose report will you believe? She shared with me that there was a voice in her head telling her, she's a singer, that when she's on stage, that people are saying that she's too much or she's too extra. And I said, okay. I said, you're a child of God, right? She says, yes. I said, you were made in his image and likeness, right? She says, yes. I said, would people describe God as being extra? I said, would you describe God as being extra? She's like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I said, baby girl, you have to believe what God has said about you. And quite frankly, it took me a long time to get there. And I still have days of struggle and doubt. Oh my goodness. But I have put the word of God to work in my life. It makes no sense. I study the word if it's not working. And I just quickly snap out of it. And I'm like, Sally, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And for everybody who's listening right now, you have to know that and believe that. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a child of God. You've been made in his image and in his likeness, not in the image of another man, not in the image of your neighbor down the street, not in the image of your ex-best friend who said you can't do it. None of that matters. What matters is the report of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I'll believe it till the day I die. And you should too.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. One of the things I'd love you to do is share with people how they can connect with you and just a brief overview of how you might be able to support someone that's listening or watching today.
Okay, my name is Sally Ann Gray. That's my official name, but my business is under Sally Ann Speaks. It's a speaking business. My core message is renew your mind, renew your life, because for a long time, my poor mindset was what was holding me back. And nothing changes until you change your mind about yourself and about what's possible for you, about what God says about you and what's possible for you, not only in business, but even in your personal life and even just living an empowered life and a free life, a life free to walk in your God-given destiny. And so that's my core message. I do a lot of speaking engagements. I speak to youth, I empower them because, you know, of course, parents are very drawn to my story because who gets kicked out of high school, who moves from being kicked out of high school to being head of school, which is my current professional role. I'm the head of a sales school. And so if anybody, which focuses on development and training of sales professionals. So if anyone wants to find me on Instagram, I'm Sally Ann Speaks. On Facebook, I'm also Sally Ann Speaks. Same for Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn as well as Sally Ann Gray. My email address is sallyanngrayspeaks@outlook.com. And of course, I have my website, which is www.sallyanngrayspeaks.com. And I would love to support anyone who wants to launch out into a speaking business. I do speaking coaching, confidence coaching, just helping people to shift their mindset from a mindset of lack into a mindset of abundance and confidence, and just equip Christians with the tools needed to just walk boldly in their God-given purpose. And you have everything already inside of you. You showed up with everything that's needed to walk boldly in your purpose. But sometimes a coach is needed or just a friend to draw that out. Mm-hmm. And that is how I can support people.
Wonderful. And, of course, we'll put all of the links on how to connect with Sally on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE173. One of the things I'm doing for all of my guests is just finishing off the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Sally today and just to hear her testimony and insights from a biblical point of view and how we can really bring that forward and live that in our business. Father, we're reminded that not only do we talk about you, but also it's in our actions and our interactions and the conversations that we have will speak truth. Father, we just want to uphold Sally in the work that she's doing and the speaking that she's doing. Will you please just take her message and allow it to impact the people who you want her to serve and support. Father, there are so many people who are struggling, who are feeling lost, who are feeling hopeless, whose circumstances that they have had have kept them stuck from recognizing the incredible skills and gifts and strengths that you have so fearfully and wonderfully knitted in them in their mother's wombs. And Father, the enemy continues to remind them. But today, Father, we ask that through what Sally Ann has shared, that they will be reminded that they are created in the image of you, that you love them with an everlasting love, so much so that you sent your Son, whom you absolutely love and adore, to this earth to die for our sins. That's how much you love us, Father. So we just want to ask that those who are listening and who are watching today, that they really have gained such incredible insight and a reminder of just how much they are loved. Father, we just want to ask for your continued blessing on the message and the business that Sally has created, and continue to direct her and continue to just support her as she's sharing her message. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, Sally, for coming on the show and sharing your message. It's certainly one that I know is so very important, because as I said in the prayer, there are unfortunately so many people who do feel lost, who do feel hopeless, yet there is always hope. There is so much love for them, particularly, you know, through Jesus and the message he wants us as kingdom business owners to continue to share, even if it is just in our dealings. And as you said so beautifully, reminded us that sometimes it's in our actions. And if we do something that's slightly different, and that's not hard, sadly, in this world of business, but if we do something different and really with integrity, and as we know, all of the things that Jesus would want us to do, then that can be the difference in the lives of our clients, and certainly show how much he loves them. So once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. I've certainly loved everything that you have shared today.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm just giving God all the glory.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.